南城县华人浸信会弟兄姐妹，你们好。
Dear brothers, peace be with you.
上次我跟你们分享的信息，在主里成长。
So last time I shared the sermon with you to grow in the Lord.
盼望在这一年，你们在主里有美好的成长。
May we all can grow spiritually in the Lord.
在主里成长的生命中，让别人能够看到你，你有一颗爱人还有爱中饶恕的心。
Let others to see our heart of love and forgiveness.
而爱中饶恕也是今天早晨我跟你们分享的信息。
I'd like to share forgive in love, the title of my sermon.
好，让我们预备我们的心，我们同感一灵来聆听神的话语。
So prepare our heart in unity to listen to His word.
让我们再一次低头，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父神，当我们聆听你的话语，求主你的灵与我们同在。
Dear Heavenly Father, when we listen to Your word, may Your Holy Spirit be with us.
叫你的真理能种在我们每一个人的心里。
May Your truth be in our heart.
帮助我们去信靠你，得着从你而来的福气。
Help us to rely on you to receive your blessing.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
记得有一年的感恩节，那个时候我跟师母，还住在旧金山三藩市湾区的 San Jose 这个城市。
During Thanksgiving years ago, when I and my wife still live in San Jose, close to San Francisco.
我们一家五口，我们开车去 San Luis Obispo 去度假。
My whole family of five drove to San Luis Obispo on vacation.
从你们这边 Irvine 去的话，开车大概三到四个小时。
About 3 to 4 hour drive from Irvine.
我们住的酒店在这个 Avila Beach 这个海滩。
We stayed at a hotel in Avila Beach.
在第一天的晚上。当我们在外面吃完这个晚餐，有开车回到酒店。
After I finished dinner, I parked in front of the hotel.
把车停在这个酒店的外面，这个露天的停车场。
It's an outdoor parking lot.
当时呢，那个停车场是没有灯光的设备所以整个这个停车的地方十分的漆黑。
The parking lot is pitch black because there's no light.
那天晚上的空气十分的这个清晰，没有城市那种的污染的空气，没有城市般的那种的灯光。
So the light air quality was pretty good. There's no light pollution or air pollution.
所以当我停了车，我就从车走出来，举头一看。
After I park, I look upon the sky.
Wow.我看到天上那个很多的星星密麻麻
stars in the sky everywhere
我从来没有看到那么多的星星满天都是
I never seen so many before
我在那个时候我就想起有首的诗歌
It reminds me of a hymn
这个诗歌讲这个天上的星星为何像人群一般的这个拥挤地上的人们为何又像星星一般的疏远
Why are the stars in the sky crowded like human crowds? Why are people on earth so distant like stars?
这个好
A distance and agony in life.
为什么人与人之间生活的那么近
We live close to each other.
但是往往比起我们的心灵又隔开那么远好像心跟心之间那么远
But there's a tremendous separation between our heart, just like a distance between stars.
是否人类受了永远不能相亲相爱的咒诅呢
Is that a curse that human beings cannot forever be close to each other?
而到现在还没有找到解除这个咒诅的良方呢
We're still searching for the solution.
人际关系在社会，包括教会这个大家庭是个非常重要的课题。
Interpersonal relationship is an important topic everywhere in church and in society.
而我们必须不断的学习。
We need to continue to strive to learn.
人与人之间关系如果处理得好，教会有和谐。
If interpersonal relationships is good, then there's a harmony in church.
教会可以同心合意，一起来兴旺福音。
So we can work together to revive the gospel.
但假如人际关系处理不当的话，就会一定受到伤害，甚至分裂。
If there's disconnect about interpersonal relationship, people will be harmed, even separated.
上帝的心意是要所有信靠他的人和睦同居。
God's will is for all believers to live in harmony together.
如果要做到这一点，整个教会弟兄姐妹们与教牧同工在这个沟通上都必须要注意。
So because we need to communicate together, so that's an important thing we need to all pay attention.
在我们的这个言语这个言语上需要用爱心来说诚实话。
So speak the truth in love.
不但如此，还有彼此的包容，彼此的饶恕。
Forgive each other, accept each other.
因为这都是圣经神话语的教导。
Because these are the teachings in the Bible.
我想问你们三个以上三个问题，你们可以在心里做出这个回答。
I'd like to ask three questions. Please answer from your heart.
第一，当你内心充满怨恨的时候，你应如何面对呢？
How do you cope when you are full of hatred?
第二，当有人冒犯你得罪了你的时候，你的态度又应如何呢？饶恕他或者不饶恕他呢？
What is your attitude when offended or wronged? Forgive or not to forgive?
还有第三，饶恕别人容易做得到吗？
How easy to forgive?
有人不肯饶恕别人，他说要我来饶恕他，万万个不能，请你不要再劝我。
Some refuse to forgive others, said, no more words, stop.
我已经决定了，如果因为恨他而我要下地狱的话，我宁可不上天堂。
So I've made up my mind, even if I need to, even because the hatred I have to go to hell, I'd rather not going to heaven.
有些人说他们可以做出饶恕，但是是有条件性的饶恕。
Some said their forgiveness is conditional.
他们说只有他肯先向我低头，我就会原谅他。
So he had to come and admit his wrongdoing, then I can forgive.
这种的饶恕就算这个符合条件，但心里仍旧不会满足。
So even though the condition has been met, probably you still have grudges in your heart.
不满足的原因是因为看不见真正值得饶恕的理由。
Because we haven't seen the true reason for forgiveness.
其实饶恕是什么？
So what is the definition of forgiveness?
在看饶恕是什么之前，我们首先要知道什么不是饶恕。
First we need to know what forgiveness is not.
首先，饶恕不等于忘记。
Forgiveness is not the same as forgetting.
很多人以为将这个仇恨、伤害忘记了就一了百了。
So forgive is the end to everything.
其实这个世界并没有永远的忘记，时间会令这个伤口淡化。
So time heals quote unquote everything, but not necessarily so.
但是问题一天没有解决，一天仍然会这个浮现。
So if it's not completely solved, it will resurface.
当它再出来的时候，就会再来伤害你。
When it reappears, it will hurt.
所以忘记只是一个无可奈何的处理的方法，绝对不能代替饶恕。
Forget cannot replace forgive.
第二方面，饶恕不等于消解冲突，保证以后不会再有冲突。
Forgiveness is not the same as resolving conflict, ensuring that there will be no more conflict in the future.
第三方面，饶恕不等于妥协、认同或者是赞成对方错谬的行为。
It's not the same as compromising, agreeing, or approving the wrongdoing of the other person.
第四方面，饶恕并不是无限度的容忍。
It is not infinite tolerance.
第五，最后，饶恕不是感情用事，不是基于一时的冲动。虽然说好，我饶恕你，饶恕对方，但心里面仍然的抱怨。
It is not based on emotion such as the spur of the moment, but still holding grudges afterwards.
那么饶恕是什么呢？
And what's the definition of forgiveness?
有一本我觉得好，一本很好的书 The Art of Forgiving, 饶恕的艺术，是那个 Louis B. Smith 所写的。
There's a wonderful book about the art of forgiving.
在书里面 Louis Smith他说了一句很有意思的话，他说饶恕就是释放一个囚犯，然后发现那个囚犯就是你。
In it, to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you.
当我们饶恕，我们是将一个囚犯释放自由，并且发现我们释放那个囚犯原来是我们自己。
When we forgive, actually we are set free as a prisoner of ourselves.
是的，饶恕是一种释放，从心里面释放对方，同时你自己也就释放了。
It is setting the other person free from your heart and thus setting yourself free.
另外，饶恕是知道别人冒犯我，而我这个不记怨、不记恨。不再生生追讨。
It's knowing that others have offended me, I don't hold grudges, and I will not pursue the matter any further.
人与人之间的恩怨是难以这个计算清楚，难以讲清谁欠了谁。
Sometimes the balance sheet is very difficult.
不能以一条的数学或者化学的方程式去解决的。
It's not simple math or a formula.
饶恕就是放下计算、放下报复的心理。
So let go of calculation, let go of paying back.
我们饶恕别人，是因为我们自己也会犯同样的错误，我们根本没有资格不去原谅别人。
We are all fallible, so that's why we're not qualified to not forgive.
我们都是罪人。
We're all sinners.
若不是因为天父在基督耶稣里饶恕我们的过犯的话，那么我们的过犯也会得不到饶恕。
If not for the grace through Jesus Christ, our sin can never be forgiven.
等一下我们会更深入的来探讨圣经对饶恕的教导。
So let's see in depth about the teaching from Bible on forgiveness.
今天早上这个信息的第二大点是爱中饶恕，这也是今天讲到的题目。
So the title of today's sermon is Forgive in Love.
首先，我们要知道爱中饶恕是圣经的教导。
So forgiveness is the teaching of the Bible.
让我们看今天的经文，约翰一书第三章十一到十八节。
That's about the devotional verses today. 1 John chapter 3 verses 11 to 18.
我们先用中文一起来读，好，一起请。
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的弟兄。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇，因为爱弟兄就晓得他
已经出死入生的，
没有爱心的人住在死中，凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的。你们晓得凡杀人的没有永生存在他里面。主为我们舍命，我们就知道如何爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。凡有世上财物的， 看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。 So let's read English together. For this is the message of your heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has maternal possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but have no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth.
约翰一书是使徒约翰晚年所写的，大概主后九十年。
So First John was written by Apostle John in his later years. It's about 90 AD.
约翰在卷书指出神就是爱。
He pointed out God is love.
凡认识神的人，他们一定彼此相爱，因为爱是从神而来的。
For people who know they should love each other because love is from God.
信主的人都应该这个拥有基督的爱，并且是住在神的爱中，主的爱中。
The believer should have the love of Christ and reside in his love.
这段经文一开始，约翰提醒信徒，神给我们其中一条新的诫命。
So God gave us a new commandment.
也是主耶稣基督当日所赐给门徒的那一条的新的命令，就是彼此相爱。
This is also from Jesus Christ, to love each other.
彼此相爱是这个我们信徒的标志。
So this is a sign that we are Christian, that we love each other.
不可以像该隐，因为嫉妒还有憎恨杀了他的这个兄弟亚伯。
So it shouldn't be like Cain, because jealousy and hatred he killed his brother Abel.
该隐杀这个兄弟的例子在创世纪第四章三到八节都有记载。
So this is in Genesis chapter 4 verses 3 to 18, recording this.
在那里讲到该隐还有他的弟弟亚伯分别拿祭物来献给上帝。
But both Cain and Abel offer sacrifice to God.
上帝悦纳亚伯他的祭物，因为亚伯是将最好的来献给神。
God was pleased with the sacrifice of Abel because Abel gave the best.
就是头生的那些羊，还有羊的这个自由，来见证他对神的信心。
So he provided firstborn as his sacrifice.
上帝却拒绝了该隐所献的。该隐是种田的。
And God rejected Cain's harvest.
上帝不是因为该隐献的是田产而不悦纳。
Not because of the harvest.
那是因为他这个献祭的态度是随便的。
Because his attitude was too casual.
该隐因为这样就很气。
So he was upset.
是他这个恼羞成怒，就在田间把亚伯杀死。
So he raged and killed Abel on the spot in the field.
这成为人类这个第一桩这个谋杀案。
That's the first murder in human history.
该隐杀他弟弟的动机是出于嫉妒还有憎恨。
So the motivation of the murder from Cain was hatred and jealousy.
这个嫉妒还有憎恨也是世人的本性。
And so jealousy and hatred is in the nature of men.
弟兄姐妹，我们要除掉所谓的嫉妒还有这个憎恨。
We need to get rid of all the jealousy and hatred.
约翰在这个第十五节很严重的这个提出警告，他说：“凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。”
But in verse 15, anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him.
人如果有仇恨，这个憎恨他弟兄的心，就是杀人。
So even though you have the idea of jealousy and hatred, it's considered a murderer.
因为这个怀恨乃是我们心中怀着一把刀。
So the hatred is just like a knife in your heart.
世人在外面没有实际的去杀人，但在主来看等同杀人。
So outwardly you haven't killed anybody, but according to God, you already did.
如果是这样的话，在这个人的里面就没有永生存在。
And such person has no eternal life residing in him.
没有神的生命。
No life of God.
如果没有神的生命的话，结局就非常的可怕。
So if so, the ending is pretty sad.
感谢神，约翰在十七跟十八节有进一步的来教导弟兄姐妹。我们的心。
However, John further taught us in verses 17 and 18 about our heart.
他提醒有爱神的心的人，应该自然的表现出有怜恤他人的心。
So we need to show our love in actions.
神爱神的心的特性就是主动的去爱人。
So you need to love others in your actions.
我们绝不能将神的爱关闭在里面，不让他去爱别人。
So you cannot close out your heart of God's love and not to love others.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们口头上说我爱神是不够的。
Lip service is not enough.
需要我们有实际的行动。
We need actions.
同时彼此的相爱。不仅在言语上，而且在行为上。
Not only in words, but in actions.
不仅在我们舌头上，而且要在诚实上。
Also in truth and in honesty.
如果我们言语没有行为，便就显得很空洞。
Words without action are hollow.
如果舌头没有诚实，就会显得虚假。
Without honesty is fake or insincere.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，约翰一书这段经文再三强调爱的重要性。
So God's words here demands actions.
是所有我们信主的人应当具备的那种的道德标准。
So it required of all the Christians.
我们既然重生得救，在主耶稣里面是有新生命的人。
So we're supposed to be reborn in Christ as a new life.
Yeah, 这个新生命是一个爱神爱人的生命。
A life to love others.
而一个爱神爱人的生命往往会推动人以实际的行动来回应我们的神。
Love to others also will have actions to respond to God's love.
行出讨神喜悦的行为，包括饶恕。
Be pleasing to God, especially forgiveness.
神的话语要求我们有实际的行动。
God's words demand actions.
去饶恕，饶恕那些有过犯的人。
To forgive others.
同时也我们也需要彼此的饶恕。
We need to forgive each other.
让我们看以下几段的经文。
So let's see more of verses.
首先，主耶稣他亲自的在马太福音第六章十四到十五节，要让我们饶恕人的过犯。
So in Matthew chapter 6, 14 and 15, teach us how to forgive.
就让我们一起读出啊，请
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。English together, for you to forgive one other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
另外，在哥罗西书第三章十三节，使徒保罗也劝勉我们要彼此的相爱，彼此的饶恕。
So in Colossians chapter 3, Apostle Paul also teaches us how to forgive each other.
让我们也用先用中文来读出，请。
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。English together, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you.
又另外，保罗在以弗所书第四章三十一到三十二节也有同样的劝勉。
So similarly, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32.
让我们一起读出，请。
一起苦读恼恨愤怒嚷闹毁谤并一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉并要以恩慈相待存怜悯的心彼此饶恕正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样 English together Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander along with every form of malice Be kind and compassionate to one anotherForgive each other, just as Christ forgave you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们重生得救，都是因为上帝在主耶稣基督里饶恕了我们。
We were reborn and saved all because Jesus forgave us through His grace.
我们岂不是也需要饶恕人的过犯呢？
Therefore, we need to forgive others' transgression.
饶恕那些冒犯。我们的人呢
Forgive who have offended us.
主在爱中怎么样饶恕了我们，我们也必须怎么样饶恕别人。
God forgive in love, so we should forgive others in love.
圣经里面有爱中饶恕的例子。
In Bible, there are many examples of forgiveness.
有这个人与人之间的不和，也有是那个所谓情仇爱恨的故事
example in discord and also of love and hatred
而记载最这个详细最富有这个戏剧性的最感人肺腑的莫于旧约圣经里面的约瑟、饶恕了 他的兄长的故事
the most thorough dramatic and touching one in Joseph forgiving his brother recorded in Old Testament
如果你不熟悉约瑟的故事，请你在这个礼拜，你可以看创世纪，这个从那个三十七到五十章。
If you are not familiar with the story, please read chapter Genesis 37 to 50 during the week.
因为时间的关系，我们不会，这个读出创世纪这个十几章的经文。
Because of time constraint, I cannot share all 37 to 50 chapters.
让我在这里跟大家简单的重温约瑟的故事。
I will just give you the bullet point.
创世纪这个三十七到五十章记载约瑟他的十个哥哥们对约瑟对约瑟有深的嫉妒还有憎恨。
And in those chapters, because his ten brothers has tremendous jealousy and hatred toward Joseph.
后来他们就串谋。把这个约瑟卖到埃及去做奴隶。
They combined to sell him into slavery to Egypt.
但神与约瑟同在，虽然被卖到埃及，所谓这个身在异乡，神使约瑟在他的主人还有法老王的眼前蒙恩。
Even though he was sold to a foreign land in Egypt, but God was with him. So he He was blessed during his service to his master and Pharaoh.
使约瑟所做的进斗顺利，最后成为埃及的这个宰相。
God bless everything he did. Eventually, he became prime minister of Egypt.
之后隔了许多年，因着迦南还有埃及各地发生很大的饥荒。
Years later, there's a tremendous famine in Canaan and Egypt.
约瑟的十个哥哥他们就从迦南下到埃及去买粮食。
His 10 brothers traveled from Canaan to Egypt to buy grains.
到了埃及，他们被带到这个宰相的面前，就是约瑟的面前。
They were brought to the prime minister, that was Joseph.
这十位兄长，他不知道这埃及的宰相就是当年被他们狠心的卖到埃及的那一位的弟弟。
They didn't recognize the prime minister was Joseph sold to the slavery.
当约瑟跟他们相认之后，他那十位的哥哥们在约瑟的面前极其恐惧。
So after he revealed himself and recognized his brother, those brothers were so fearful.
之后约瑟借他父亲雅各还有他的一家到埃及。
So eventually, he took Jacob and the family into Egypt.
后来他们的父亲这个雅各去世。
So after their father Jacob passed away,
哥哥们就更害怕约瑟这个怀恨在心，按照他们从前对待约瑟一般的恶来报复他们。
So their brothers was in deeper fear, in anticipation of revenge.
于是呢，约瑟的哥哥们战战兢兢地来对约瑟来说，从前我们恶待你，求你饶恕我们的过犯和罪恶。
So they came to Joseph and asked for forgiveness from the past mistreatment and hatred.
当时约瑟大可以有冤报冤，有仇报仇。
Joseph could have an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth.
可以将他们送进监牢，甚至可以将他们置于死地。
Put them in prison, even prosecuted, executed them.
但约瑟并没有这样做，他反而哭起来。
But he didn't. Instead, he told them in tears.
然后他对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？从前你们的意思是要害我。”但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
He said in Genesis, Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
在这里我们可以看见约瑟他的心胸是向好处看，还有长存感恩的心。
So we can see the Joseph character here.
他的为人是这个宽宏大量。
He is magnanimous.
他不念旧仇。
He does not hold grudges.
他慈恩为怀。
He is merciful.
他手足情深。
He treasures sibling relationship.
他还有以善报恶。
He repays evils with kindness.
从约瑟的故事，我们学到第一，深渊的事是在神的手里，神会主持公道。
We learned the story of Joseph, the matter of justice in God's hands, and he will uphold justice.
第二，从人的恶念，我们可以看出神的美意。
From the evil thoughts of man, we can see the good will of God.
第三，不但要这个饶恕，并要以善报。
Not only to forgive, but to repay evil with good.
这三点其实也是今天我们每一个信徒信主的人的处事的正确的态度。
So this should be the proper attitude for all the believers here in life.
除了旧约之外，在新约圣经也有记载到人与人之间信徒之间不和的事件。
Not only in New Testament, there are records of disharmony between people and between believers in New Testament.
每次我这个想到教会 或者主内弟兄姐妹们之间的不和、不团结的时候，我就会想起这个腓立比、教会两个姐妹有阿爹还有寻都基。
Even now, when discord, disharmony happened between Christians or church members, it reminded me of Euodia or Syntyche in Philippian church.
就让我们看看腓立比书第四章第二代跟第三节，我们先用中文读出，请。
我劝有阿爹和徐都基要在主里同心，我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女儿，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉，并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。 English together. I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help this woman since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose name are in the book of life.
保罗在这里特别提到有阿爹还有寻都基、并且并力劝他们同心。
So here Paul contends, I plead with Euodia and Syntyche to be of the same mind.
这两位姐妹、一定是教会、领袖，她们之间争吵影响教会合一的侍奉。
So they were the leaders in the church and affect the harmony and the service in the church.
保罗在 这一封信里面，一方面就公开来勉励同心。
In the epistle, he urged them to be of the same mind.
另外一方面，叫人来帮助他们两位去疏解。
And also ask others to help these women.
保罗在这个做这个调停不和的工作上，也为我们立下很好的榜样。
So this is a good example being an intermediary.
他不偏袒某方，乃是帮助两方双方在主里面和好。
He didn't take sides but urge unity.
信徒之间不和，不仅限于这个腓立比教会，也包括其他的教会。
Disharmony happened everywhere, not only in Philippian church, but other churches as well.
也包括我侍奉，我或者以前侍奉的教会。
In my church, I served before also.
也甚至也包括你们南城县环境信会。
Most likely here also.
每一个教会都有姐妹跟姐妹之间，弟兄跟弟兄之间，或是弟兄跟姐妹之间的问题，我们必须要面对。
There have been the disharmony between brothers and brothers, sister and sister, brother and sisters.
我们必须需要彼此的饶恕。
We need to forgive each other.
在主的爱中，我们彼此的饶恕。
Forgive each other in God's love.
如果你现在心里觉得不是很平安。
If there's no peace in your heart.
或者你的那个脑海中浮现一些人的面孔。
And there are some faces in your mind.
一些的你需要饶恕的面孔。
Those people you need to forgive.
又或者有一些你需要寻求对方来饶恕你的面孔。
Or maybe the faces you need to reach out to forgive you.
不要再等了。
Wait no more.
今天就这个去做出了饶恕，或者是寻求对方来饶恕你。
Forgive now or ask to be forgiven.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我盼望你愿意，因为这都是圣经的教导。
I hope you will, because this is a teaching of the Bible.
圣经的教导是所有真正重生得救的基督徒都应该遵循的。
All the Christians you reborn should follow these teachings.
如果你可以的话，当你心里饶恕了一个人之后，你告诉那个人。
If you have decided to forgive in your heart and tell the person,
你可以当面来告诉他,
in person yourself,
你可以打电话给他,
or call,
你可以发电邮,
or email,
你可以发这个短信给他们,
or text,
告诉他们你在主的爱中已经饶恕了他们, 或者, 你寻求对方的饶恕。
Telling them you forgive them in God's love or ask to be forgiven also.
然后呢，当下一次你看到他们的时候，
When you bump into them in person next time,
无论在这个街道上，
regardless on the street,
在超市里面，
in supermarket,
在这个购物中心，
shopping center,
在餐馆里面，
restaurant,
在公园里面，
parks,
在学校里面，
schools,
在教会里面，
church,
在不同的场合里面、啊、看到他们的时候又主动的来对向对方来打招呼。
So you just reach out your hand first.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我盼望你愿意，因为这是圣经的教导。
I hope so, because this is the teaching of the Bible.
有人做见证，他说我活在极度痛苦的这个怨恨里。
Someone witnessed in deep pain and resentment.
直到有一天，我深深发现自己活得很辛苦。
Until one day, suddenly realized it was so exhausting.
原来恨人是那么的这个损耗精力。
And it was so exhausting and tormenting in life.
Yeah, 还那么的这个磨蚀人的心呢。
And torturing the heart.
让我们听听有一位、受害者，他做出这个饶恕别人之后的见证。
Let's hear the witness for among one of the victim.
他说，整整七年活在、这个愤恨里的日子，是最不堪、最痛苦、最不值得的、毕竟也过去了，时至今日。不再有恨，没有咒诅，只有祝福，心境是无比的畅快、释放、舒坦、平安、快乐。原来饶恕人是那么好的一回事，然而不容易呀。
For 7 full years, the days of living in resentment were the most unbearable, the most painful, and the least worthwhile. After all, it has passed. Today,There's no more hate, no more curse, only blessing. The state of mind is incomparable, carefree, relaxed, peaceful, and happy. It turned out that forgiving is such a good thing, but it is not easy.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，如果要除掉憎恨，我们必须有饶恕。
So in order to get rid of resentment, we need to forgive.
使徒彼得在马太福音十八章二十一节，他问耶稣，他说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？”
In Matthew chapter 18, Peter asks, "Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?"
耶稣怎么样回答他
？So how did Jesus reply to Peter?
我想耶稣。见彼得那么的喜欢玩这个数字游戏，于是呢，好，我就陪他玩玩。
So Jesus played numerology with Peter.
他就对彼得说：“我对你说，不是七次，乃是七十个七次。”
So it's not seven, but 70 times seven.
按照那个犹太老师的教训，这个宽恕的弟兄四次就够了。
According to rabbi teaching among Jews, four times is good enough.
但耶稣要求门徒无穷尽的从心里饶恕得罪自己的弟兄。
So Jesus actually requests endless forgiving in your heart.
七是一个完整这个数目。
Seven is a number of perfect completion.
所以七十个七表示无数次。
So 70 times 7 means infinite.
主要我们跟随他的人完完全全饶恕对方的意思。
So as a follower of Jesus, we need to complete forgive others.
我们的救主耶稣基督在十字架上。
So Jesus died for us on the cross.
他极度的那个痛苦中仍然以这个慈悲怜悯的心怀祈求天父。
Even in agony, he asks Heavenly Father to forgive.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们， 饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
He asked Heavenly Father forgive them because they didn't know what they were doing.
你可能会问
，You may ask，
如果有饶恕，那么公义又何在呢
？If only forgiveness, then what about justice？
问得好
，Good question。
在这里，我要带出一个重要的真理。
I'd like to share an important truth.
就是我们所相信这位上帝他是慈爱的。
About the face of our God, he is merciful.
但同时他也是公义的。
But also just and righteous.
没错，从主耶稣里所宣讲的爱的信息是宽恕的真谛。
Jesus proclaimed the message of love, the essence of forgiveness.
然而这也是最被这个曲解最这个 misinterpreted 的真理。
Yet this is also the most distorted, misinterpreted truth.
让我再重复一次，主耶稣里所宣讲的爱和宽恕的信息是最被曲解、最被这个误解的真理。
The Christ proclaimed message of love, the essence of forgiveness, it is also the most distorted, misinterpreted truth.
难怪英国的牧师 John Stott 约翰托斯的斯托德这个曾大声疾呼，他说 Forgiveness is not cheap， 饶恕并不低廉。
No wonder the British preacher once cried out Forgiveness is not cheap。
上帝要自己的独生子耶稣基督背负我们犯罪的代价，死在十字架上。
God sends His only begotten Son to die for us on the cross
才完成这个赦罪的救恩。
To complete the salvation of
但同时妥协。
He is also just and righteous, cannot tolerate any sin.
圣经告诉我们说罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
圣经有说按照定命人人都有一死，死后且又审判。
And also, just as man is destined to die, once after that, to face judgment.
每一个人都要面对上帝公义的审判。
So there's a final judgment of the righteous God at the end.
所以人死并不是如电这个灯灭一了百了。
So death is not for once and for all.
在这个邪恶的时代，一个充满不公不义的社会中，
In this evil generation without just, without righteousness,
如果背后没有一位公义行事的神，那实在太荒谬了。
If there's no God of justice, then it's so ridiculous.
虽然罪的工价乃是死，但我们感谢我们的神，他有恩赐。
Even though the wages sin is death, thanks for the salvation and grace.
因着神的爱，在我们主耶稣基督里饶恕了我们。
Because God's love through Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
饶恕所有信靠主耶稣基督的人，赐给他们有永生。
Whoever believes in Jesus Christ will have eternal life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，饶恕是我们基督徒应该要做的。
Dear Heavenly Father, as Christian, forgiveness is a must.
至于那些不公平的，至于审判，这个深渊，就交给我们的神去处理吧。
For the injustice, let's leave it to the God, because vengeance is His, He will repay it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在你们的面前有两条路。
Dear brothers and sisters, there's a fork in the road.
一条是活在过去的抱怨还有忧愁的路。
One to the past of complaints and sorrow.
另一条是更新的。
One to the renewed state.
更新的这个宽恕还有喜乐的路。
Of forgiveness and joy.
你要选择哪一条呢？
What is your choice at the crossroad?
让我们在爱中，在主的爱中，饶恕冒犯我们的人。
Let's forgive the transgressors to us. In love of God.
同时也彼此饶恕，因为这是 圣经的教导。
And forgive one another because this is a commandment in church, in the Bible.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear heavenly, dear brother and sister.
圣经教导我们应当彼此相爱。
The Bible teaches us to love one another.
没有爱心的人住在死中。
Without love, we reside in death.
凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。
Whoever hates his brother is a murderer.
没有永生存在他里面。
There is no eternal life reside in them.
弟兄姐妹们，我们相信不要只在这个言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Not only in word, but also in deeds, be truthful.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear heavens, brother and sister,
你心中有没有埋怨、愤恨呢？
Is there any resentment or complaint in your heart?
如果你没有的话，我为你感谢主。
If not, I give thanks to God for you.
求神用你去做一个和平的使者，去使人和好。
May you be an ambassador of peace to make reconciliation among others.
如果你内心有怨恨的话，
If there's resentment in you,
无论这些怨恨堆积了多久，
Regardless how old,
愿意你现在就来到神的面前，将你所有的怨恨放下来。
May you come before God and let go all the resentment.
以后我们等一下会一起来同守主餐。
Especially we will observe Lord's Supper later.
如果你这样做的话，你会觉得你的心忽然这个宽阔了。
If you have done so, you will be tremendous relief in your heart.
那感觉不像原谅了别人，反而像宽恕了自己。
It's not only forgive others, but you are also forgiven.
宽恕了自己多年来的怨恨。
Forgive your own resentment.
松开了自己的枷锁。
So release the chain.
你为什么用别人的过错来折磨你自己呢？
Why suffer from others' transgression to you?
把你现实内心的重担赦给我们的主。
Release your burden to the Lord.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
求你赐给我们从你而来的力量还有智慧。
Give us power and wisdom from you.
去爱，去饶恕。
To love and forgive.
包括那些公认为不可爱的人。
Especially those unlovable, unforgivable.
也包括那些被公认为不能饶恕的人。
Especially the deemed unforgivable person.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.